What is up? I'm putting out a lot of episodes, putting out more podcasts than usual. And feels good, man. Feels good to talk on the mic, be here at my desk, be in Miami, Magic City. The other day I put a video of me dancing salsa on my Instagram. It was such a conquering feeling, guys. And that's what I want to talk about on today's message, is because I feel like I've always had rhythm. Maybe you're a person that considers yourself rhythmic, but for some reason, dancing, like formality with the opposite sex, it just feels like foreign in a way. I mean, slow dancing is pretty easy, you know? You can't really fuck that up. But like other types of dancing, you know? So for me, salsa is like the first thing that comes to mind. But there's a myriad of different dancing styles that you can do with the opposite sex. And I'm just like, I don't know any of them, you know? And that's why I started with salsa, because I was like, there's something about it where, I don't know if you've ever been like at like school dances and there would be like people dancing, and for some reason there's this timidity that's inside of you. I'm speaking for the guys. I don't know if ladies really feel like that, but it's almost like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do, you know? And here I am like 20 years later, and it's like, I'd be at a party or somewhere and then there's people dancing salsa, and I was like, fuck, why? Why do I not feel like so sure of it? You know, why do I feel so insecure of it? Oh, it's because I don't know. And then I have rhythm, so I try, but it doesn't come out right, right? This is true for a lot of forms of dances, and this is true for a lot of things in life. Like the things that spark an interest in you but are scary, it's like a weird feeling, right? Have you ever been interested in something, but then you're scared of it at the same time? It's a rather unique place to be in. You know, think about something that's scary to you, but like you're really curious about it. What do you do with that stuff? Or think about something that you suck at, but you really like it. Growing up, we used to play soccer, and there was always like, you know, guys that, you know, God bless them, they weren't as good as us. I mean, that's a very cocky statement, but I had a good group of guys, man. We used to ball, like we were good, man. And like, other guys would come, and it was obvious, you know. It's just, we know, like, you know when somebody's good, right? Like, there's people who are better than me, right? But, like, at least my hood, my neighborhood, my parks I'd go to, like, I was pretty good wherever I went, at least in my area of town here. And whenever someone would show up, like, you know, just guys, like, in high school, you just size each other up. And so it's pretty common knowledge when someone's, like, not that good, and then he knows it, we all know it, but like, you know, we're accepting, we're trying to have a fucking game, you know, so it's all good. But there would be people who would really try hard and they loved it, but then they weren't good at it, you know. And it's like, fuck, like, do you ever feel like that with certain things in your life, that you're like, you really like them, but you're not that good? What do you do with that stuff? Or there's stuff that you really want to try and you've never done it, you're fascinated by it, but you just don't participate. You don't take a chance. You don't do it because for whatever reason, you're scared. But at the same time, you're fascinated by it. I'm going to give you some things, because dancing's a really good example of this. You know, so you really like dancing. You really like music, but you don't fucking dance. You don't dance because you're scared, because you don't want to suck. And so then you either like do something about it, or you start like kind of hating on it. Like, nah. Not for me. And inside, you're lying to yourself. But here's another one. Sports is a good one. Sports is a good one. We do this with sports that we're interested in. Like, I really like basketball, but I'm not good at it. But I really like basketball. But like, I understand it in my head because of soccer. But my hand coordination is just not good. Like, I can't shoot right. But I'm there, bro. And I can dribble pretty good. And like, I'm there. And if I really wanted to, I'd have to learn actual skills of how to shoot a ball, because I look like a fourth grader still trying to do it. And, you know, whenever somebody wants to play basketball, I'm like, all right, I'll play it. But like, you know, I just kind of want to pass the ball. Don't let me shoot, because I'm just not a good shooter. So sports, Public speaking is another place that we do this. Nah, I don't want to speak. No, I'm fine. I don't like speaking. But really inside, you have the best thing to say and you really want to say it and it's like burning inside of you, but you don't go up because of your fear of public speaking. But yet you have something awesome to say. So then you're like, let me just tell it to somebody or let me write it down or let me. And it's like, you're fucking lying. You really want to speak, but you're so scared. You're so scared to. There's these particular instances in life. They're paradigms. They're almost like little mind twists. And there are these subtle moments that we get. They last a few seconds. And we burn inside because we love something, but we're scared of it. We're curious about something, but we're frightened by it. And so then the moment passes and you get back to reality and whatever. But for that moment, when you wanted to stand up and say something, but you didn't, and you were just burning inside, And then time passes, whatever, a few minutes go by and it's over. But that moment still happened and it'll come again. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. These particular interesting times in our life. So sports is one. Dancing is one. Or karaoke, right? Oh, I want to do karaoke. No, but I suck at singing. But I love singing. But if no one was here, I'd do it. Public speaking is another one. Anything that's performance based, and really what I'm trying to get at, guys, is any of them, anything that deals with other eyeballs on you. Because if you were by yourself and no one was watching, then it wouldn't really matter, would it? But it's like, I don't want to look like a fucking idiot, but I really like this. I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to look stupid, but I really want to try this, but I don't. And you like, it's like a mental constipation, you know, it's a crisis. It's like I was going to come out with a really gross analogy, but there's no need for that. But let's think of some more. Instances in your life. Maybe it is like romantic relationships and dating and wanting to approach people, right? This happens to us guys, like wanting to go up to a lady and like, you don't know what to say. You don't want to look stupid, but yeah, you really want to go up to her, but you don't. And so then she eventually like moves and like walks away and you're like, fuck, why didn't I do it? But I don't want to, but I do, you know? And it's like this weird feeling. I don't know if women really struggle with that as much. Like, cause I don't know, you guys don't really make a move. Some women do. But yeah, like, you know, traditionally the guy is like goes up, you know, and it's hard. It's like scary. And again, it's the opinion of others. I don't want to look stupid to her, right? It might be for a group. It might be for a sole individual, but it's the whole concept of I don't want to look like an idiot, but yet I really want to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like this back and forth tension. So enough of the examples, because I think you get the point. And then let's talk about practically what to do with these moments in your life, because I know if you're listening, you've had these moments and maybe you can think of other areas of life where the imbalance is there. What do you do? What do you do? I mean, you probably know what I'm going to say, but it's not that. It's not that. It's not that. It's not what you thought. It's not what you thought. No. What you thought I was going to say was that you need to act, right? No, that's not what I was going to say. That's not what I was going to say. You need to first make a decision in your mind. That's what you need to do. It's not the action, because what's going to happen with the action is if you do look really, really stupid, which is a possibility, you're never going to do it again. And then you're going to hide always. And then you're going to justify it and you're going to shame yourself and you're just going to resent it, you know? So no, it's not acting in the moment, because sometimes that can fuck up and it can go really bad because you're already highly insecure. So you have to make a decision before action. The decision is, I will improve in this because it matters to me. Let's repeat it again. I will improve in this because it matters to me. So first you have to decide that it matters to you, that it actually matters, whatever it is, this matters to me. It's rubbing at my heart. I feel the tension. I feel the pull, the back and forth. That means that it matters to me. I need to make a decision first that it matters to me. Once I've accepted the decision that it matters to me and that I will act, now it's okay to go up there. Now it's okay to do it. Now it's okay to fail, because in your mind, you've accepted and come to the conclusion that this matters to me and that action must be taken on your own part. Does this make sense? You have to accept that action will be taken care of. You will do something because it matters to you. And you will realize that no matter what happens, you're going to be here for it. No matter what occurs, I'm going to be here for it. No matter how bad it is, I'm going to be here for it. You can't go in like, well, let's just see what happens when I jump off this diving board. No, no, you got to jump off the diving board thinking like, I might totally break my fucking neck and die, but it's okay because I really wanted to do this. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I'm going to jump right into the water. I might never get out of it. I might drown. This might be the end of me. And the rubber duckies will float to the top and everything will just be bad. But that was my decision. That is what I wanted to do. And I thought I was prepped for it, but it failed. Guys, the decision has to be made beforehand. So I'll take myself for example. Again, getting better at salsa, something that meant so much to me. Like, I love the way it looks, but it just doesn't come easy to me. It's hard. Like, it just, I'm just not. Like, got good soccer skills, good rhythm, but man, these turns and memorizing them and the names, it's just like, I just feel so out of place sometimes, you know, and it's just, things click for other people. You know, but if I would have just said, well, what the hell? Let's just go to the club one night and grab a girl and have three mojitos and see what happens. Like, I tried that, and that's when I didn't want to dance anymore, you know? Didn't want to try it because it was an epic failure. And then I started saying, like, nah, I don't dance. Nah, I don't dance. So that's why I'm telling you, get to the point where you say, this matters to me, and so I'm going to take action. So what does action look like? Well, education, classes. The same thing happened to me with public speaking. That's why I brought up these analogies. By the way, I hope I'm not talking too fast today. Just, you know, a lot of caffeine and shit, but I hope you're with me. But that's what happened to me with public speaking, right? I would want to give a speech. I'd want to, you know, does anyone have anything to say? Yeah, I really want to fucking say something, but I don't say it because I'm scared. And then at the times I'd be like, well, fuck it. Let's just get up there and talk. And then it sounded like an idiot. So now I don't talk anymore in public, right? Then I had to get serious. I had to make the decision and say, I want to get better at public speaking. So I joined Toastmasters. I'd go every Wednesday at 7:30 for 4 years and learn from people that were really good. And I gave like 50 speeches. And now, look, you listen to me on a podcast. I have no problem delivering a 50-minute sermon in front of people with no notes. But I had to make the decision and say, this might be an epic failure, but I'm going all in and I'm going to be here for it no matter what happens. The decision to get serious about these things that you're scared of and that you're curious about, that you like, but that you hate. This conundrum of life, this juxtaposition of reality that you face. I know you have these things. I know you have these things. You have to make this the first things first. You have to make the decision in your mind that you're going to take action. Get serious. And then you find the classes. You find the education. You find the people. You find the community. You find whatever it needs. And then you go for it, all right? Because I don't want you to be these types of people with these weird areas of life where they squirm and they silently burn in the inside. Frederick Buchner talks about men that live in quiet desperation. Do you know what that feels like? That's the constipation I was talking about. Wanting to try something, but never doing it. Wanting to go up to the lady, but never doing it. Wanting to grab the mic, but never doing it. Really wanting to dance in front of people with that girl, but you can't do it. But yet you want to. Oh, that's the burning inside that I'm talking about, guys. I wish I had more analogies for the ladies, but you know, I'll let you guys construct them in your own minds of things that I'm just more versed here with these analogies as a guy. But you have these moments. You have these moments. And you burn inside. Quiet desperation. Quiet constipation. And you'll go your whole life like that. And then what'll end up happening is you don't like feeling that way. So then you'll create a narrative and a story in your head. Nah, I don't dance. I don't dance. And then you believe it. And then you just fucking die like that. But you know. You know. Nah, I don't really... I'm not really a public speaker, you know, I like more of the one-on-one thing. Fucking liar. Fucking liar. Liars! Delusional. And they bought into the narrative. Nah, I'm more of a, you know, I like getting introduced to people. I don't like going up to random strangers. It's not my thing. Nah, what's the point of that? What's the point of that? I'm on the dating apps. all of them. All of them. Lies. Lies. And then you'll believe the narrative. Instead, make the decision that this matters to me. You got to be self-aware to do that. You got to be highly in touch with your own self and your mind and be honest. And this gets back to the prior episode, right? Honest in our thoughts. Remember? Honest with yourself. You got to be self-aware for this to happen. What are you thinking about? Why does this hurt you? But yet you like it. Be honest. Make the decision and then you go in for it. Because here's the thing, guys. Maybe after like 3 months of salsa, I would have been like, this is not clicking. And then you know what I'll have to do? I think I said this on a show once. You'd have to just get to the point where you'd say, you know what? This matters to me. It really does. But for some genetic or some unknown reason, it doesn't work for me. So I'm going to be an admirer of it, but I'll never be out on the dance floor. And you have to make peace with that. And again, like, you can argue that, say, no, everyone can learn. Like, I don't know, maybe not. But apply that methodology to anything else you're curious about, anything else you really want to try. Be open to, I made the decision, Justin. I went in, I took the classes. I gave it my all. I wanted to be a basketball player, and it never clicked. I never got signed. Be open to it. That's part of the decision process. Be open to it never working out, and then you make peace with it. Man, this podcast went a lot of different ways. I hope you're good with it. I hope it made sense to you. I hope it wasn't too, you know, strange. It came in hot, but that was the message for today, guys. And it's for anyone that's having that burning sensation inside. That it's no wonder that burning sensation sounds like constipation. But you know what I mean? It's for anyone that has that quiet desperation that Buchner was talking about. Would you take the Socratic imperative seriously? I know that's a big word, but would you take the teachings of Socrates seriously when he says, examine yourself, examine yourself? This is the Socratic imperative. There was this Irish poet, Brother Yeats, and he used to say, it takes more courage to go into the dark rooms of your soul than it takes for the courage of a soldier on a battlefield. That's the truth. You got to go, man. You got to go. You got to get honest. You got to see where that quiet desperation is happening. Those moments in time where you freeze, but yet something else is present there too. Yeah. Take it seriously, guys. This is your life. And grow in these areas that you're curious about, that you're scared about, but that deep down inside you really love and you really want to get better at. That is another one in the books. Thanks for listening, guys.